In the heart of Dudley Square, Roxbury, is a home away from home for Boston poets. For the past 15 years, Haley House Bakery Cafe has become a cornerstone for a community of artists. But this month, the nonprofit decided to temporarily close its doors for a reevaluation of its business model. WBUR's Christella Guerra offers this appreciation on what Haley House means to its community.
Boston Poet Laureate Portia O. has a simple tattoo. It's slightly below her wrist, not far from her pulse. The tattoo is a little house, a roof and two walls, a symbol she shares with other poets, both near and far.
I can't tell you what it's like, what this place means, but I can try to explain that feeling. It feels like a home.
I meet Portia O. at Haley House's last open mic. At least it's the last one for a few months, before the cafe goes on what owners are calling a temporary hiatus. People fill every corner and listen closely to the poets who grace the front of the small, intimate room. The evening's host, who goes by Golden, encourages those standing in the back to inch closer.
There's also a seat open right up here. Feel free. We are family.
Hi, girl.
How are you?
Though the Bakery Cafe opened in 2005, the nonprofit that owns and operates it has been active in Boston for more than half a century. In addition to the cafe, Haley House runs a soup kitchen, food pantry, and catering service. It also manages affordable housing units and offers a cooking and nutrition program. As poet Marshall Gilson notes, the cafe has become a revered gathering place for local poets, artists, and activists.
This is a space that focuses very heavily on validating and uplifting the stories of marginalized and oppressed people. So when you're performing, you're like right up in the faces of the people in the front row, which is really intimate and really intense, but also really important because it means that you can never feel disconnected from the community that you're talking to.
The Haley House was one of the first places where I felt welcomed after moving to Boston 4 years ago. On warm evenings, my friends and I laid blankets on pavement and heard poetry echo across Roxbury. It's where I gathered with other queer and transgender people of color in communal grief after a mass shooting at Pulse nightclub in Orlando. At the Haley House, we mourned the 49 lives lost. That night, the mic was ours. The Haley House held our pain and our prayers.
It's really difficult to overstate the importance that the Haley House has had on me, both personally and artistically. And on top of that, it values doing the hard work of introspecting and learning and creating good art around those topics.
The Haley House has also served as the home base of the House Slam team. Poets, including Portia O., founded the team in 2014 and won the National Poetry Slam a year later. Haley House Executive Director Bing Broderick still gets a lump in his throat when he thinks about the morning the team returned with the award.
But they came from the airport to Haley House and presented it, and it was one of the most amazing things. It's really important to us as we reinvent ourselves that you guys are a part of it.
Though the future remains uncertain, on this night, hot plates of jerk chicken and collards are served up in the kitchen.
Hot plates for Tori!
On this night, Marshall Gilson reads a poem as the room goes quiet, except for the snapping of fingers.
Community. The story is about belonging. It's about the ways we hold each other, lift each other. It's about growing up and growing old, about how our chosen families choose us, how empathy is a decision you have to make again every single day, and we do because it helps us survive.
And on this night, I'm thankful to be here, to listen one more time.